to the stars. I gave some of these thoughts to the jail ministry last night. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 through 18. And we're going to talk about the fourth day that God created light. And God said, Genesis 1, 14. God said, let there be lights in the firmament. Church, I'm so proud of you. Keep on telling people about Jesus. Let's just keep telling people about Jesus. Amen. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights. We know what they were, the sun and the moon. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. I want to talk to you about stars tonight. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. God saw it was good to have light. God saw it was good to divide the light from the darkness. God didn't want men to walk in darkness. See, God doesn't want men to walk in darkness. Not only did he send us the sun, S-U-N, but he sent the sun, S-O-N, so we didn't have to walk in darkness. Amen? And the evening and the morning were the first fourth day. Father, I thank you for these thoughts you gave me. And in the next 10 minutes, I pray I can say something quickly and good that would be beneficial to the people, that they would have something to use in the future to witness to people with. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Might be seated. If I were to ask a question, and I guarantee if probably everyone would raise your hand. If don't raise your hand, but if I was asked a question, if how many of you ever here that ever went out and just looked up into the stars and some clear night? How many of you ever looked? I'll ask the question. I'll even let you. How many of you ever went out on a starry night, clear night, and just looked up into the glory of heaven and saw all the stars and were just amazed at it? I guarantee you, if you would take a survey, I believe almost everyone, without even I don't care who they are, even the atheists look up into the universe and see all the whole universe filled with stars and say, "Wow, I'm overwhelmed with it." I really believe from Adam and Eve. I believe Adam and Eve looked up into the heavens and saw the stars. I really do. I've had nights, I'm not kidding you, where I looked up there and saw them constellations and the glittering and the sparkling and the brightness and say, "Man, wow, that is phenomenal." Makes you feel how big God is too, amen. And you know, Psalms 19 says, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Do you know every time you go up and look at, the next time you go out at night and you see all them stars up in heaven, I want you to know something. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Do you know what those stars are saying to you and I and the whole world? Hey, you little grasshoppers! Because Isaiah 40:22 says, God looks upon the circle of the earth. That's why, by the way, they always knew that the world was round, those that read the Bible. Because the Bible says the circle of the earth, Isaiah 40. But in around 22, verse 18, 22, right there, he says, and the inhabitants are like little grasshoppers. And what, those stars are looking down at us, Billy, and they're saying, hey, you little inhabitants down there. There's a God that made us. There's a creator that made you. Every time you see those stars, the stars are saying, there's a creator. There's a creator. There's a we didn't happen by chance. We're not hanging here just by perchance. There's a creator. And did you know God's word tells us to look at the stars? Look at Isaiah chapter 40. And look at verse 26. Oh, this is good stuff. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:26, lift up your eyes. How many see that? In other words, look up and see those stars. Because the stars tell you and me there's a creator. Lift up your eyes on high and behold. Time God says behold, he wants to get your attention. Like you school teachers, you tell those kids, listen up! Listen up there! I want you to hear me right now. That's what God's saying when you see behold. He's saying, are you listening to me? I want you to get this. Behold, who hath created these things? What things? The stars and the planets. Are you with me, church? That bringeth out their host by number. Oh, there's so you can't. There's so many thousands upon thousands. You can't count them all. And look what he says. Lift up your eyes on high. In other words, hey, the stars will even tell you I'm God if you'll just look up. The stars will tell you I'm the creator. Oh, and then look at that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names. Wow. There's so a multitude of thousands times thousands, and God named every one of them. Woo, that's amazing when you think about it. You know, there's a company that you buy a star, and I think you name them. You have to pay money for it. I wouldn't do it. It's stupid. But I wish I would have invented it. I wish I'd have been the culprit that did it. I wish I'd invented the hula hoop. I wish I'd invented the pet rock. This is plain stupidity. People love stupidity. You know that? And lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names. And by the greatness of his might. For he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Hey, look at all them. Not one. Do you know why they keep on going? Because I've got the power to keep them going. Scripture says, by him all things consist. Over in Colossians 1:16. While you're in Isaiah, just stay. Let me read a couple more verses to you. Look at Isaiah 42:5. Thus saith God, the Lord, he that created the heavens, stretched them out. Talking about those stars. He that spread forth the earth and which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath unto people upon it. Aren't you glad? Listen, the air that we breathe, God just lent unto me. And I owe it all to him. And the spirit to them that walk therein. Look at Isaiah 43:10. Ye are my witnesses. By the way, how many believe he's a creator? And we ought to be telling people about the great creator. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know, believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Man, I'm glad I got the right Savior, amen? Because the reason I know I got the right Savior because he says he's the creator. And the Bible says it in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made. I'm in John 1, probably around verse 2 or 3 now. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then it goes down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What I want to tell you is this. Jesus was the creator. Jesus. And so, well, I thought Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created you. Jesus was God come down to man. See, when I invited Jesus into my heart, not only did I get the Son of God in my heart, I got God in my heart. Because Jesus and God are one. Can anyone say amen? That's why they called him Emmanuel. By the way, when people mock the creation of God, when they mock the creation of God, they're denying the existence of God. And remember, but the Bible says in Psalms 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. I'm glad God seeks us. No man comes to God. He draws us. He draws us through his word. He draws us through his creation. I told those boys, and I've taught you in Romans, there's two preachers that God gives to every person. The creation's one that says there's a God. The God spirit, God consciousness, thank you. I just drew a blank there. God consciousness. Every person's born with a God conscience when they're born that God is. That's why Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I told those men last night, if you don't believe there's a God, forget it. I'm not going to waste my time with you. You can't go to heaven anyways. And I told him about a fellow at Allied Chemical, the story about how this one guy said there was no God. I said, good, I'm not going to talk to you then. Forget it. You can't go to heaven anyways. You're going to hell. And I told him that by the end of the week, the guy, he said, I can be saved. I said, no, you can't be saved. He said, I'm not going to hell. I said, yes, you are. You're going to hell. You're going to hell because you don't know God. And you said, there is no God. So go to hell. I can't help you. I'm going. By the end of the week, I did say that too. I'm not kidding you. I told those prisoners that last night too. Almost the whole building was asking Christ to save them at the end. And I think they meant it. You mean someone says there's no God, say, well, then there's no hope for you. And there isn't. Because unless they'll come to the reality that there is a God, until you get let that and draw nigh to God, he'll keep giving you more light, and eventually he'll give you enough light that you can see the light of Christ. The more you say no, no, no to God, then you get darker, darker, darker. And that's how, like that one man that one day, Brother Carl, you and I were out door knocking on Denny Road, I think it was. Was that the road we were on, Eddie, out there in Shavelsville, you and Jeannie? We knocked on the door, and a young guy came. He said, no, I won't take nothing from you. He said, there is no God. I'm an atheist. When you and a young kid, about probably in his early 20s, and for a man to get to say that at that age, that means he's told God, no, no, no. And every time, it's like a dimmer switch. Every time the light goes out. Are you with me? Well, let me just share one more verse with you and one thought. Where it's 8 o'clock, and I told you I'm going to quit. I'm just going to give you a thought. The stars. Think about the stars. I told you God made them on the fourth day. I told you that God didn't want men to walk in darkness. Amen? And then I showed you Isaiah where he says, look up. God even wants men to look up to the stars, not to worship them, to see his creation, to know there's a God. Because, man, when I look up, I say, man, my God's big. We got a great, big, wonderful God. When you see those stars, don't you get excited about that? Let me give you one more verse. I'm going to quote you a couple verses, but just turn to John chapter 8, verse 12. I'm going to jump over this because I ran out of time. John 8, 12. Remember, even God told, in Genesis 15, 5, God told Abraham to look up to the stars. By the way, did you notice? Don't turn to it, but in Genesis 15, 6, he gets saved. Hello? It's amazing. It's amazing how God uses stars. It was a star that the wise men followed to find Jesus. I lied to you. I'm going to give you two. I'll quote the last one. God doesn't want men to walk in darkness. And in John 8:12, if you'll notice what Jesus said in John 8:12, he said in John 8:12, if I can get there, Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light. How many see that? I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in what? Yeah, but have the light of life. I'm so glad God gave me light. I'm so glad I'm not walking in darkness no more. And you know what? Just like God gave the sun, S-O-S-U-N, to separate the light from the darkness, because he didn't want man to walk, he also gave the sun, S-O-N, so we don't have to walk in darkness. Amen. Can I just quote you one more verse and we'll go home? In Revelation chapter 22, and I think it's verse 16. It's either 16 or right in there somewhere. Jesus said, I am the bright and morning star. It's amazing. He always keeps referring to stars. Jesus said in Revelation, is it 22:16, Eddie? Read the verse to me. Revelation 22:16. Yeah. Have you seen the light of Christ? He's the day star. He's the glowing light that you need to look to. Look up. Look up. Look up to that star. Oh, not the one. I'm talking about the star of Christ. I'm talking about Jesus Christ himself. He's our morning star, isn't he? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had. And Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that doesn't know you as Savior, may they know that Christ loves them so much that he died just for them. He shed his blood for their sins, and every sin's been forgiven. And Lord, that he rose that third day. And Lord, I pray also that they'll know that he's risen in heaven, and he wants them to trust him as Savior. Help your Christians to have faith in you and to spread the gospel, the good tidings of Christ, the good news. Bless us tomorrow as we're in the ABL program. I pray many would come and that we could share the wonderful Christ with them. Make a difference for some of them. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed before we go home tonight, how many could say for sure, preacher, I know for a fact, I'm 100% sure, I'm saved and I know I'm going to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. May put it down. Would there be any tonight say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I died. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'd sure like to know when I died, go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that? Just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. And God bless you, sir. I see that. Anyone else? Pray for me. Pray for me. I'd like to know when I died, go to heaven. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart. I saw one young man. Lord, I pray you, Holy Ghost of God, I pray that you'll give him true light about Christ, his need for the Savior, his need to know that, Lord, unless he gets Christ, he'll die in his sins and go to hell. But Lord, it's not your will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Lord, let him see there's a Son of God that loves him. There's someone that cares. I remember used to going out saying, oh God, there's got to be more to life than this. I would look up to the stars and I'd see all those stars and I'd say, oh God, I know you're up there. There's got to be more to life than this. Oh God, show me there's got to be more to life than this. That was my plea as a young man. I'm so glad you showed me what life was all about through Christ. I pray tonight everyone here would know you in a free pardon of sin. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing one verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come as we sing. What page are you on?